Hello, friends. Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time listening, my name is Mr. Jim, and me, my wife, and my kids, we live in South Carolina, and we love stories so much that we create and write stories every single day based on your ideas. So when you send your ideas to me at kidshortstories.com, I take that little idea and I write a story every day for you. It's helped so much with cutting down our screen time and getting ready for bed as well. Well, are you ready for part two of today's story? Me too. Let's go. As AJ was still laying in the grass, looking at this tiny alien reveal his master plan to destroy or take over planet Earth, he didn't know what to do. Oh dear. I gotta get out of here, but I can't leave Joey behind. I gotta wait till the alien's not looking, and then grab Joey and get out of here. You see, the alien was pretty small himself. It was just a couple inches tall. But standing next to the size of Joey, Joey was like a small bug. So if the alien was able to change everyone into be the same size as Joey, that would be absolutely terrible. A few minutes later, the alien went back into his spaceship, and AJ knew this was the moment that he had to move. He ran over to Joey and carefully put his hands down in between the grass. Joey hopped up onto his right hand, and AJ cupped it closed to keep him safe as he took off running.
It's gonna be okay, Joey. We'll figure this out. But are you okay? Like, does it hurt to be small? Tell me what's going on in your mind.
No, it doesn't hurt. It feels very strange to be smaller than a blade of grass. Does my voice sound weird?
AJ didn't know what to say.
No, it sounds totally normal to me. Don't worry, I'm sure we'll get this figured out any second.
As AJ was running up the hill, so many thoughts were racing through his mind. What would you do if one of your best friends got shrunk down to the size as small as Joey?
That would be pretty terrifying. If I'm honest, if my best friend shrunk down to that little, I would not know what to do, but I would have to look out for them.
AJ made it up to where their bikes were and their walkie-talkies, and he called into HQ.
Shh! HQ, this is AJ. I have an emergency. Come in. Over.
Shh! This is HQ, AJ. What is your emergency?
I don't know how to explain this, but I think we just watched some kind of alien spaceship crash land into the grass down there, and then he shot some kind of laser at Joey, and now Joey is the size of a cricket. Over.
Shh. There was a long pause. I don't think HQ knew what to say.
Shh. Come again, AJ. Can you clarify exactly what you just said? Did you say that Special Agent Joey is the size of a cricket?
Shh. Yes, HQ. Yes, confirm. That is what I said. Joey is the size of a cricket because this alien, who's also pretty small, blasted some kind of laser at him. I need help now.
Shh. All right, AJ, take a deep breath. We'll send a team there right now. Just hang tight.
Shh.
AJ's mind was still racing with all these different emotions and ideas. And one idea stuck out to him. Huh, I wonder if there's a wave. Like, that alien is so small. I bet I could make Joey back to its normal size. But how am I gonna defend myself against that laser? AJ thought to himself. Do you guys have any ideas of how you could defend yourself against a laser? Like, is there anything that a laser might bounce off of, like reflect off of? Because if he could hold up like a shield, maybe there is a way that he could get closer to the alien and AJ wouldn't get shrunk down. If only he could find a way to block that laser.
All of a sudden, AJ had an idea. Joey, all right, I'm going to put you down next to your bike. Just stay here. Don't move. I'm going to ride my bike home. And I'm going to go grab something. I'll be right back.
Okay, just hurry up. I feel very vulnerable down here. Very small. Hurry,
shouted Joey.
Yeah, I'll go fast.
AJ took off, riding his bike towards home. As he got to his home, he dropped his bike in the front yard and raced in the front door.
Mom! 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 Are you here, Mom?
Yes, I'm over here. What's wrong? Said his mom.
I need a mirror. I need a big mirror. Now, hurry.
What do you need a mirror for?
It's really complicated. I don't know if I have time to explain.
Please tell me, said his mom.
Oh, you're probably not going to believe me, but I'll give it a try.
There was an alien spaceship that crashed down in the grass, and then this alien came out and blasted Joey with a laser and shrank Joey down to the size of a cricket, and now I need to find a way to save him.
His mom giggled, because AJ and Joey, they always have the best of fun with their imaginations.
Wow, you guys sound like you're having fun. Yeah, here's a mirror you can use. Just be careful with it.
Okay, thanks, Mom, bye!
AJ shouted as he grabbed the mirror and out the door he raced. AJ hopped on his bike and carefully was holding the mirror and riding as fast as he could. He had to get back to where Joey was. It was not safe to leave Joey alone.
Joey! I'm here! Where are you?
I'm down here. I'm hiding underneath the bike. See?
Oh, good. That was smart, Joey. Okay. Here. Hop in my pocket and then we'll go down and see if I can talk to that alien. Come on.
He picked up Joey and placed him in his pocket. That was a pretty safe place for Joey to be, at least for a little while. AJ carefully crept down the hillside, holding the mirror in front of him like a giant shield. He had to be careful to not drop it, because then it would shatter everywhere, he'd be totally exposed to the laser, and his mom would not be happy about that. Up ahead, he could see where that alien spaceship was still sitting there. Its lights were blinking, beep, 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 and he could see the alien standing on top of the ship. Looked like he was talking to somebody on, like, some kind of walkie-talkie thing.
Yes, it looks like this place is a fantastic place for our whole team to live, but we just have to annihilate all the people here. I got rid of Ren, who shrunk down to a teeny tiny size. And now I just have a few more people to go to get rid of the Earth of all its people. I'll keep you updated. Bye.
Hey, you! Shouted AJ. I want to talk to you. Come on out.
The alien turned around and looked at AJ and immediately blasted a laser right at AJ.
Ding!
It bounced off the mirror and the alien was very confused.
Wait a second, how does you do that? Come on closer.
Yeah, well, I have this mirror. It's a magical mirror, and your laser can't get through it. And I need you to transform my friend Joey back to normal size right now.
Or else what? What are you going to do about it?
Well, to you, I'm a monster size, and I will destroy your spaceship.
Oh, no, 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 don't do that, please, 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 please.
Okay, well, then transform Joey back to normal size, right now.
Okay, just hang on.
The aliens pushed a button that switched the color of the laser. He pointed it at Joey.
Oh, Joey, you're back, said AJ. Whoa, that was weird, said Joey as he looked around and looked down at his clothes. Everything was back to normal.
Okay, little alien, as he was still hiding behind that mirror, we need you to get out of here. Like, there's no way that you're going to transform all of humanity into the size of crickets. That's just not going to happen.
Of course it is. You see, me and all of my aliens, we need a place to live, and we've identified your planet as the very best place to be.
Yes, it is a very good place, but I don't understand why you need us to be tiny.
Because we don't want you in our well.
How many of you are there?
Oh, there's a lot of us.
Like, how many? Like, couldn't you just live in the forest over here?
Oh, no, we have 17 of us.
Did you say 17? Said Joey.
Yes, 17.
That's not very much, said Joey. I think you could actually just live over here in the forest and no one would ever know. You're pretty small. The alien scrunched up his face a little bit like he was surprised and started to think.
Wait a second. Hold on. Ah, Buzz, this is Boobin. I think we could actually just live in the forest here. There seems to be plenty of room, and the people seem to be nice. So I don't think I need to shrink them anymore. Over. Shh. Well then, you two, you have yourself a deal. We will not shrink all of humanity, and we will just live in the forest.
Ha! Yes! And that's actually kind of cool. Then, maybe we could have alien friends, said Joey. Well, as long as we have some mirrors close by, then we'll be safe. Wow, great job, AJ and Joey. You saved this whole mystery before HQ even showed up. When HQ arrived, they awarded AJ and Joey with a very special medal, congratulating them on saving the world from aliens. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end. And you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout outs. I want to say hey to Oliver and Gracie from Australia, Wyatt from Oregon, Charlie from Oregon, Chloe and Owen from California, Teddy and Sully from Indiana, Allie and Cullum from Mississippi, Ryan from Tokyo, and Thomas from North Carolina. I am so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, it would mean so much to me if you left a review of telling me how much you love Kid Short Stories. I love reading those. They make me super happy. Well, I hope you have a super duper day. I'll see you next time. Bye.